All this week, we're marking the 50th anniversary of the release of the first James Bond movie, Dr. No. Today, 5 decades worth of amazing Bond gadgets. David Green checked in with astrophysicist and on this morning, gadget guy, Neil deGrasse Tyson. First up, that famous laser from Goldfinger.
You are looking at an industrial laser, which emits an extraordinary light not to be found in nature. It can project a spot on the moon, or at closer range, cut through solid metal. I will show you.
Do you expect me to talk?
No, Mr. Bond, I expect you to die.
So, Dr. Tyson, could you strap me to a table and kill me with a laser that could cut through me?
So, why don't they just shoot him, you know?
I guess that might be simpler.
So that's my first thought. But I love the fact that he referenced the moon. Goldfinger, 1964, mid-60s. We had the Gemini program at the time, but Neil Armstrong in 1969 would lay a set of corner reflectors, specially designed mirrors, that were designed to reflect back laser light that we would then beam out from a telescope, using a telescope in reverse, by the way, and measure the distance to the moon, accurate to one centimeter. So that moon reference I thought was really cool. And yeah, it could cut you in, we have lasers that can cut you in half, for sure.
Good to know. Let's go to 1973, Live and Let Die. This was when James Bond was being played by Roger Moore, and he had a really cool magnetic watch.
Good God.
You see, by pulling out this button, sir, it turns the watch into a hyper-intensified magnetic field, powerful enough to even deflect the path of a bullet, at long range, or so Q claims.
I feel very tempted to test that theory right now.
And your impression of the theory?
Oh, I couldn't, you know, I was younger at the time, of course, but I knew that bullets are made of lead. Lead is not magnetic. So you're not deflecting bullets with your magnetic device. I'm sorry. All right. If bullets were made of nickel or cobalt or iron, yeah, then maybe it could do something. But no, I'm sorry. I didn't give him that one.
Fact checking with Neil deGrasse Tyson. all right. Let's go to the Pierce Brosnan days when he was playing James Bond. 2000.
You got all the James Bonds.
Yeah, we got them all. It's Bond week. 2002. Die Another Day is the movie, and Q, Bond's gadget man, gives him a ring.
One pane, unbreakable glass. One standard issue ring finger. Twist so. Voila. Ultra high frequency single digit sonic agitator unit.
A ring that you just do something and it can shatter glass.
Rigid, brittle things can break if you find the resonant frequency. This is the frequency that the material wants to vibrate at. If you do that and then up the volume level, you can shatter it. And that's all real. But the fact that you can carry it on your ring, that's a little harder to take.
Yeah.
But it's James Bond, and so he gets stuff that you don't.
He gets cooler stuff.
Yeah.
I heard you wanted to talk about a certain disappearing car that you love from
Bond. Oh, yeah. I think that was the coolest thing ever out of all Bond gadgets. What, did you have a clip for that?
We do.
Aston Martin call it the Vanquish. We call it the Vanish.
Oh, very good.
Adaptive camouflage. Tiny cameras on all sides project the image they see onto a light-emitting polymer skin on the opposite side. You see, to the casual eye, it's as good as invisible.
I want one of those.
You want one
Whether
of those.
Or not it's an Aston Martin. So first of all, there are invisible things in the world, and they're called transparent, okay?
Yeah.
Glass is essentially invisible to the light that we see with our eyes. It's not invisible to other forms of light, like ultraviolet or infrared. The cameras on the other side of the car have to look at every possible angle that you would be viewing the car from your side. And that we haven't figured out really how to do that yet.
But wait, you're talking science here, but you're making it sound like we might be close to having an invisible car.
Oh, yeah, well, invisibility, yeah. Oh, yeah, we got people working on this. For simple cases, if the person is looking directly at it, you can fool the person by putting an image from the other side. And as long as they don't move around too much. Yeah, we got that.
Let's say you're a Q, or I guess T in your case.
I like that.
Yeah, there we go.
Call me T.
I'll call you T. What would you invent for Bond if you could?
You know, I hadn't thought about that. I think what made the Bond gadgets attractive is that they used a little bit of what you already knew was out there, And this took it to some extreme, forcing you to say, yeah, that could happen, even if it had to violate a few laws of physics along the way.
Just realistic enough, I guess. He's the man we turn to for all things science, astrophysicist Neil deGrasse Tyson. Thanks, T.
I'm T. There you go.
Neil deGrasse Tyson with our own David Greene.
Thank you very much, R.